You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, wrapping it up quickly on this hump day. The Browns returning to work to take on the 1-3 Ravens. Wilhelm, did you go through the injury, the pre-practice injury report?
I did not. It was extensive.
It is extensive. Here you go. Johnson Batamosi, elbow. Desmond Bryant, shoulder. Carlos Dansby, ankle. Sean Drone, back. Tashawn Gibson, ankle. Joe Hayden, ribs, finger. Brian Hartline, ribs, thigh. Sounds like an order at a like barbecue place. I'll have the ribs and a thigh. Duke Johnson, ankle. Johnny Manziel,
when he talked about
right elbow. Yeah, he does. He does. He likes food. Parma meats, I believe, is something that Ken is associated with. Craig Robertson, ankle.
Leave my boy Casey alone. Just leave him alone.
I love him. That was complimentary. Mitchell Schwartz, thumb. Scott Solomon, ankle. Randy Starks, rest. Joe Thomas, rest. Robert Turbin, ankle. Kaywan Williams, concussion. Seems like Kaywan Williams has been cleared to practice, though, so hopefully we'll make his return to the lineup for the Browns this week. All right, let's go to Rob in Cincy quickly before we get into the mailbag. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You got it, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Well, Helm, I got to agree with you. There's a very, very few people that I like in this world. You're not the only one.
Thank you, brother. You're missing throws. You just took a step, too, by the way, so you know.
Awesome. I got to say that, you know, that I feel like the talent is there. Now, it's not the most talented team in the world, but I feel like there's pieces there, and it's not as bad as it has been in years past, but I don't know why. I just have a funny feeling we're going to get a win this Sunday against the Ravens.
I think it's because the Ravens just aren't that good.
Yeah. I thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. And yeah. I think when you dig into the football, X's and O's, and I talked something that we'll do tomorrow and continue to do on Friday, and get into the matchups, as we always do, minus maybe the quarterback position, things offensively to tilt towards the Cleveland Browns. And defensively, there may be some washes, and I think a lot of it has to do with the play of both sides thus far through four football games. But on expectation, we may win some of those battles as well. And if we come full circle like we need to, we can, I don't want to say easily, but we should win this football game.
Yeah, the Ravens are one of four teams in the AFC that have yet to win a home game this year. Their differential is negative 11. The Browns' differential is negative 17. 93 points for the Ravens, 85 for the Browns, 104 allowed by the Ravens, 102 allowed by the Browns. So they've given up more points than the Browns, who are currently ranked dead last in the NFL in terms of total defense. Let's go quickly to Jim in Akron. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing, fellas?
Good, man.
You were asking about why we dislike either team. I despise them both. For one, you know, the black and urine, you know, most of the people here, they probably never set foot in Pennsylvania, let alone Pittsburgh. They're just on the bandwagon. And with the Ratbirds, you know, my grandfather was at the championship game in 64. And, you know, it's kind of ingrained in me to be a Browns fan. And when Modell stole the team, you know, he lied to us. Everybody says I should get over it, but I'll never get over it. You know, even though he's gone, I still despise what he did to us, and I'll despise the Ratbirds, and go Browns.
Go Browns.
Thank
is
you,
right.
Man. Appreciate
it. All
that.
Right. Let's go now, bring in Dino, and let's go into the mailbag, Dino.
Yeah, got time for one question here in the mailbag. Tweet us, as always, at Browns_daily. Both Behind Enemy Lines and Jay Webbs wants to know, should Coach Mike Pettine take over the Browns' regressing defense, and if not now, when?
I would say no, not take over the defense. I think his input, which he says he's always had in that room, should be picked up, and that way players are always afraid of the head coach. When the head coach walks in the room, it's just like a teacher. You sit up straight, you act like you have a pen in your hand, and you're taking notes. And I think the more time he spends on defense, the attention to detail will shine through.
At some point, if it continues to go this direction, he's got to do it because everybody's on the line. And if that's his area of expertise and that's what this team needs him to do, then he's going to have to do it. But I think he has confidence, as everybody in the building does, in Jim O'Neill and these players. And hopefully they can right this ship. All right. When we come back tomorrow, we're going to hear from, I believe it's
Coordinator Thursday.
We'll hear from the coordinators, Jim O'Neill, John DeFilippo. We'll start to get into the matchup as well. for the Browns and the Ravens. For Dave DiNatale and Matt Wilhelm, who has a short list of people that he enjoys in this planet, I'm happy to say I'm one of them. I am Nathan Zagura. Thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
Stay tuned for the Golden Boys.
I like them too.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.